Somebody texted in to say, you know, what was the wording that was used again? A big shout out for the woman in a black Seat motor car driving up the airport hill, words to that effect, while doing her makeup. Reminded me of Gerard D, the National Ambulance Services Community Engagement Manager, a paramedic himself, and he was talking at the weekend with regards to what they come across and what they see. Gerard, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
And amongst what you had to say, we all see it, particularly if you go ask a truck driver or somebody in an Arctic that can look down into people's cars. So Mrs. Woman was doing her makeup going up the airport hill. You were talking about people watching live television while driving. Say, for instance, Netflix as an example.
Yeah, absolutely, Neil. We see it quite a lot on the roads, you know, people driving along now or even sitting in traffic, you know, the usual, heading into the tunnel on a Friday afternoon. And people have Netflix open on media players up on their dashboards, up on their phones. You know, and if they're looking at that, they're obviously not looking at the road. And as we all know, it only takes a split second for an accident or a collision to happen.
But you don't want them to be called accidents.
No, absolutely not. And you know, I suppose accidents, you know, are that. That's something that happens outside your control. But a road traffic collision or crash, they're generally caused, and be it that person doing their makeup, they're clearly not, you know, paying due care and attention to what they're doing when driving, you know, speeding, driving under the influence, that sort of stuff. Like, that's all avoidable causes, and that's why
they're not, when you put it like that, they're not accidents.
They're not, because it's somebody who is intentionally looking at their phone, looking at Netflix, or in this case, putting on their makeup. I mean, really, you know, just get up that extra bit early in the morning, do your makeup before you leave. You know, it could save your life. Or, you know, another road user, somebody walking along the airport road or on a bicycle, and, you know, for the sake of...
On a bicycle, that's a good example. In a bicycle lane on your left-hand side, are people that thick? I mean, are they not mortified seeing that somebody might even see them doing it?
Well, clearly not, Neil, I suppose, you know, and I do see that a lot as well, you know. I suppose we all do. People driving along and they're looking in the rearview mirror, putting on the lipstick, and the car is moving. Now, if you're doing that, you haven't a hope if someone comes out in front of you. There's no way you're going to react in time. And now, again, as I said, all because of the lipstick, you're dealing potentially with life-limiting injuries or death. And in fact, you know, I spoke to a woman recently who told me she lost her son to a road traffic accident. And, you know, in the course of sympathising and in the course of the conversation, I said, you know, when did he die? And she said, oh, he's not dead at all. It's just I've lost my son because he has a traumatic brain injury and he's, you know, he's not my son anymore. So it was the point of that, where that hits home, Neil, is that we always talk about road deaths and all of that stuff, and they're absolutely catastrophic. But, you know, often what doesn't make the news is the hundreds of people who suffer life-limiting and changing and catastrophic injuries that has completely changed their lives and the lives of their loved ones.
That is so true. We hear reported in the media about the injuries, but we don't know how devastating they can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look, the amount of people being transported, we'd say, to Dublin, to the rehab clinics, are, you know, for children going to Temple Street. And we see it even more so now with the e-scooter issues that are ongoing, where people, you know, even over the weekend, it was reported that it was an adult, I think, was killed off an e-scooter.
In the early hours of the morning on an e-scooter, crashed into, or a car crashed into him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's completely unregulated. There's no real protections, you know, around using an e-scooter. Now, I know, look, the government and the Gardaí are working, you know, stringently on fixing this and really restricting the use of them. You know, and the tarnisher recently did say that, you know, children are ending up in ICU. Yes, they are. It's absolute fact. And we are transporting children from Cork to Dublin for treatment. But again, it's not just children.
Must make your job so frustrating when you see what could have been human choices, like, as you say, and using your words, severe distractions, and you see the result of it. It's a tough job. I was talking to Jason Vanderveld some time ago, and I'll never forget, he would be the consultant and the paramedic interventionist. He goes to a lot of the crash scenes. He says he has on a number of occasions come to crash scenes that he's been called out to, where he would go and somebody would be dead with a mobile phone still stuck in their hand.
Yeah, and that's fact. You know, that does happen, Neil. Or the mobile phone is opened, you know, it's still in the cradle, we'll say, with something playing on the screen or the likes. And that is real. Like, that's real stuff that's happening out there. That's not, you know, a consultant in emergency medicine trying to frighten people not to touch their mobile phone. You know, like all of us, Jason is out there in the thick of it, and he is seeing all of this, and, you know, he's constantly reminding people about it. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be sinking in, and it's only until a tragedy comes to your own family or friend circle, that's when people start to, you know, raise their ears and their eyes and say, geez, you know, I don't think I'll touch the mobile phone the next time I'm driving. But yeah, look, it's a major issue out there at the moment.
Do you guys ever have an opportunity to try and drive home that message, say, for instance, in schools or whatever? I'm a big advocate, always have been, of, you know, that crashed vehicles should be left on scenes where people can see them, whether it's roundabouts or whatever the case may be. Am I thinking too far ahead?
No, Neil, you're on the button. We do. So we have a good relationship with the Gardaí Fire Service, the RSA, and we do attend like the likes of the AXA Roadshow. You know, it's on in a hotel every year. They bring hundreds and hundreds of transition year students from around Cork, and it happens all over the country, into a venue where we show them a road traffic accident simulation. We speak to them about our experiences of what we see at these calls, and then we'd have survivors as well. And often these survivors are either the family members of someone who has died, or it's a survivor with a severe injury who's describing what their life has been like after an accident. But yeah, I think there's probably more we can do in terms of, you know, introducing it into school curriculum itself, and starting to really, you know, drill in road safety into children at an earlier age, or teenagers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to frighten them to death, but if there was some kind of a simulator where they actually could sit into the simulator and crash, my God, that wouldn't be long. I saw an L driver on Friday, an L plate driver, a small little one of the cars, starter car, weaving and doing, I don't know, 120, 130, 140 on the South Link, overtaking, like he was on a PlayStation or she was on a PlayStation game. It is so frustrating, I have to say, because that's on an L plate.
Yeah, and again, look, it's down to inexperience. Like, there are a lot of inexperienced drivers out there, and that is why the law clearly states that any L-plate driver must have a licensed driver with them, I suppose, who's going, you know, expected to guide them and show them how to drive properly. And, you know, that's again where it comes back to the difference between an accident and a collision. It's down to inexperience, and it's that inexperience that can often cause a collision where something happens, they don't have time to react, or they don't actually know how to react, and we have a bang, you know, and unfortunately people are being injured on a daily basis at this stage.
Okay. Appreciate you taking the call, Ger, and thank you for all that you do. National Ambulance thank Service you. Community Engagement Manager, Ger D, himself a paramedic, and our thoughts are with all paramedics who have to go out to, not accidents a lot of the time, crashes. Human choice. Text 0868 104 106 with huge consequences.